I kicked a can as I walked down South 3rd Street. I would have kicked myself, but I had enough bruises already. It had been 2 weeks, and I still couldn't find the kid's missing sister. I must be losing my touch. Anytime some pretty little thing crosses over to the poor side of town, people talk. But right now, they weren't talking to me. Nobody had seen her. Or at least nobody would admit to seeing her. It didn't make sense. Even if the girl was dead, somebody would have started talking by now. In the slums, murders are like old family recipes. Everybody has one, and they would be proud to tell you about them if you just put a little wine in them. But I had filled more than my share of glasses in the past 2 weeks, and it had gotten me nowhere. And I was running out of time. The cops hadn't gotten any closer to solving the kid's murder either. And since I was the last one to see the kid alive, they'd cuff me if they couldn't find anybody better. I hoped the kid's missing sister might be able to give me a lead. But I knew that she wouldn't be of any help if I couldn't find the damn girl. I didn't have a lot of options, and I was desperate enough to do something that I rarely ever did. Ask for help. Of course, help is limited in the slums. Here, it's every man for himself. Good thing I wasn't planning on asking a man. The gal I had in mind worked a few blocks down from my office. They called her the fortune teller, because that was her main job. There were rumors that she turned tricks as well, but I never put much stake in it. Fellas think that any working woman in the slums is probably trading tricks. I knew that firsthand. In truth, her occupation didn't matter much to me. I just wanted information, and I knew that she was likely to have it. Fate is the poor man's dollar. The rich look to their wallets for comfort that it will all get better. The poor ask some pretty little redhead who knows a few card shuffles. Practically every fella this side of town threw a nickel at her from time to time, all hoping that she predicted that they would find happiness. Dreams are an easy thing to sell to a man, but I had to admit, she must have sold them well. Otherwise, she would have gone out of business a long time ago. And in her line of work, she likely heard every sob story this side of Chinatown. If somebody was scared because they murdered some rich girl, eventually they'd cry to her. They'd plead with her to promise that they wouldn't get caught. Whine until she told them that the stars knew that it was an honest mistake. I nearly choked on the scent of incense as I entered her shop. It was shabby, even for the slums. But she tried to hide it with dim lights and a few star charts to cover the cracks in the walls. The overall effect was an atmosphere that fell somewhere between homey and desperate. Seemed right for the place that sold fates. I had to ring the bell on her desk 3 times before she finally appeared, looking flustered and a bit dazed. I was prepared to snap at her for ignoring me, but my voice got lost the moment I laid eyes on her. With one glance, I could tell that she had a true poet's soul. Her clothes were mismatched and colorful, as though she didn't care what the world thought of her. and her eyes had a stubborn kindness in them that I rarely saw anymore. Even though I should have known better, I couldn't bear to wipe that sweet smile off her face. I suppressed a grin as she shuffled over to me and grabbed my palm. Her brow furrowed as she tried to make sense of the lines. I couldn't resist letting her gaze for a moment before finally pulling my hand away. I didn't need to know what fate had in store for me. She laughed and told me that she knew I hadn't come to have my palm read. I was impressed. The girl knew how to read people, although I guess the skill comes with her trade. Before I could even open my mouth, she told me that she didn't know where the kid's sister was. I sighed and turned to leave, but she called out that she did have a guess as to the sister's whereabouts, and she might be willing to sell it to me for a price. I grumbled as I dug my hand into my purse, but she grabbed my wrist and told me she wasn't interested in money. She was interested in pleasure. I smirked. A pretty little waif like her could have any man that walked through her door. But I guess she was craving a woman's touch. I leaned in to kiss her, but she pressed a finger to her lips and shook her head. And then she whispered in my ear that she'd be calling the shots tonight. She winked as she drew the blinds on the windows and began to strip off her top. Then she slid her bottoms off without a hint of embarrassment. She looked so natural and free that I had to fight the urge to pin her against the wall. But she wanted to be in control, and in spite of myself, I wanted to let her take me. She skipped back to me and undid my top with ease. I smirked. The girl knew her way around a bra clasp. She pushed me into an old chair and straddled herself over me. My heart tickled with delight as I watched her hips sway back and forth. As much as I wanted to, I didn't dare touch her. I was too mesmerized by her body. She moved with a grace that few had mastered. She leaned over to kiss me as her hips continued to dance over my lap. It felt like heaven. But before I could return the kiss, she twirled her body around so that her back was facing me. I couldn't complain, though. Not while I got to watch her tight ass rocking over my thighs. I shifted my legs, trying to see if they could touch one of her spots. But she held my thighs down and started grinding. She started to moan, and I had to bite my lip to keep from grabbing her. I wanted her pleasure to be mine. All mine. Just when I thought I couldn't bear not to touch her any longer, she grabbed my hands and placed them on her breasts. I sighed as I felt my arms wrapped around her. Then I let my hands wander all over her chest. I enjoyed her moans as my fingertips danced over her sweet nipples. She twirled around again, and I gazed back into her laughing eyes. Slowly, she moved my hand down to her slit. I gave her a smirk as I slid my finger inside of her. She gasped as I felt her, but I didn't let up. I knew exactly what spots to hit, and I intended to hit all of them. Oh, you like that, baby. I felt her hips buck against me as I fingered her. Yeah. If this was what she wanted, I was more than ready to give it to her. I kissed her deeply as I felt her getting wetter. I delighted in my power to make her squirm. Her hands teased my nipples as she got closer and closer. I felt her rock back and forth slowly, making my lap wet.
Come on, baby.
I laughed as she enjoyed each stroke of my hand. Like I said, there is something about a woman's touch.
Oh, you're so soft.
I kissed her neck. I was determined to push her over the edge. And she grabbed my hair and held on for dear life as I whispered into her ear, "Come for me." Then she finally let go.
Yeah, come on, baby.
And it was beautiful.
Yeah, that's it.
She screamed as the pleasure washed over her.
Keep going.
Her voice shook in pure delight. She looked down on me as she peeked. She remained completely at ease with herself, so comfortable, so unafraid of showing her passion. She was amazing. I kissed her again as her breath settled. I almost felt bad asking her for information. She was such a doll, and she pleased me almost as much as I pleased her. But my ass was still on the line, and I needed to find the kid's goddamn sister. I figured she might hold back a bit longer. I had already given her what she wanted. I couldn't blame her if she asked me for more. I sure as hell would have. But she gave me a knowing grin and asked me if I would ever give up the detective biz for some poor sucker with some roses. We both knew the answer. She didn't need to say any more. If she was anything like her brothers, the kid's sister wasn't a fool. She wouldn't trade her wealth away for a life of raising babes in a one-room house, no matter how handsome her ball and chain was. The kid had to be wrong about why she left. She wasn't in love. She just wanted the one thing that money couldn't buy her. Freedom. And she wasn't going to find that in the slums any more than in her mansion. She had to somewhere else. And I had a good idea of where to start looking. I gave the fortune teller a parting kiss and resisted the urge to look back at her as I said goodbye. She was the best lead I had in weeks, in more ways than one.